sides of the story. Two sides of the story. Two sides of the story. With Tom and Sean.
Welcome to Two Sides of the Story. That is Tom Sides.
And that is Sean Sides.
What's going on, boss?
Well, I just want to say that this isn't a test. Two Sides of the Story, back in action.
Yeah.
After a small 18-year hiatus.
Yeah, it's we've grown. We've learned a lot. We've changed a lot. You know, life happens, right?
Yeah. So casual and cavalier for a rebirth of Two Sides of the Story.
Yeah, for sure. Do you think anyone will hear this?
Like 8 people.
Yeah, that's nice. We could try to Kieran likely, it, I guess, to reach the masses again.
Definitely Kieran.
He might. You never like, know. He might have drifted apart, too.
I think people are going to get an update on their phone going, new episode? What's this all about? Yeah, what?
That's funny. What's been going on? You been watching any hockey or anything like that?
Yeah, I've been watching a whole bunch of hockey, but I feel like we have like 9 months to catch up on.
I suppose.
So, what was it, like September or November, our last episode? Something in that range?
We recorded a few here and there, but we didn't release them. There wasn't one in particular. I remember it was chopped out. We were having like issues with recording, basically, if I recall. Yeah, I don't know. Life happens, I guess. 9 months is a long time. It's hard to do a recap of that long. But
it's a fucking pregnancy is what it is. That's a whole birth of a person.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's fucking May now, which is crazy. Where'd that come
from? Yeah. The calendar, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose, right? You hate it when people say that, don't you? I'm recalling some things from the past. It's been a long time after we get to know you.
It's been so long. Where did the time go? Yeah, like a fucking clock. It hasn't changed since the dawn of time, but whatever.
Well, it has in a way because we define it differently than the dawn of time. Like the Gregorian calendar and measuring time. So we don't really know time because what's time?
Are you proud of yourself right now?
No, I don't know why I went down that tangent.
Does this make you feel good?
Getting lost. You know how it goes.
Yeah, I mean, a quick recap, done some traveling, been some places, saw some things.
Nice. Me as well, here and there. Things are cool and fun to see.
In the last little while, no. You still have a ring on it?
Yeah, on your finger, like on your hand, I meant, on your own hand.
No, I don't.
Do you wear jewelry? Not at all?
No, I have an Apple Watch now that I got for Christmas from Michelle, and I struggle wearing that.
Do you? I'm not a big watch guy, but if I'm going out to like a nice dinner, I have a nice watch that I'll wear.
Even have that.
If there's a few people I know that wear fancy watches, so if I know that I'm going to be going out with that crew, I'll watch up just so that I have something cool to talk about too.
Okay.
If that makes
sense. No, I have the Apple Watch, which is... It's neat. It's awesome in a way.
It's got street cred. So, like, people know that it's a good, decent watch.
It's very distracting.
Is it?
Well, like, so my background on it is an onslaught of Toy Story characters. So every time I look at the watch, I get a different character going, oh, you caught me. This is the time. And then they go away. And then there's another character and another, so on and so forth.
People have that set up before. That's interesting.
Yeah. So, like, periodically I'll be like, ah, what character I got now? And then I'll be like, so there's a lot of like looking at it for no need to look at it. It's just like, ooh, is it Buzz or Woody this time? I don't know. I'm excited.
Yeah.
Or rare, exciting.
Kind of fun to have that in a way for sure.
Yeah. But as far as like the man jewelry goes, I've tried to wear a chain and apparently gold irritates my skin.
Oh no. Yeah. That is a common thing. I've done, like, I have a silver ring that I'll wear sometimes, but again, special occasions or.
Yeah.
It's one of those things.
So when my dad passed, I inherited his wedding ring.
Okay.
And I was going to put it on a gold chain so I could just wear it.
Yeah.
the gold chain ended up constantly irritating my skin. And then the ring doesn't fit my finger, or so I can't like wear it.
Yeah.
And then, so I don't know. I just have it.
That makes sense. The last time I wore a chain, I was like noticing it rips all the fucking hairs out of the back of your neck too. You know what I mean? When you're like getting used to it, I don't find it comfortable. Some people like can't go anywhere without a chain. You see hockey players wearing gold chains and shit like that. And you're just like,
oh yeah. Okay, while playing, like athletes that can wear jewelry while playing are fucking psychopaths to me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Cause if I ever lost that thing while trying to tackle somebody while playing football, I would never hear the end of it. I know for sure that it'll be like, what the fuck were you thinking, Thomas?
Well, and everybody, like, I would try to rip on it, too, if I'm trying to bring someone down. Like, you're stupid
enough to hear that. I'm hoping you wouldn't see it, like, it would be under everything.
Well, it's tucked, yeah, of course, but the hangout is not realistic, I suppose.
Yeah. So, like, there's that. But, yeah, so all that to say, not big on the man jewelry, but it seems like you rock a little bit of jewelry from time to time.
Once
in a try movie. To church it up.
Never on the neck, but sometimes on the hand.
Yeah. What about a bracelet?
Never done a bracelet.
Yeah. Uncle Sparky's big on the man jewelry.
Yeah.
He bought me a ring once at like a thrift store.
Huh.
And I just kind of have that.
Yeah. What do you do, right? It's never hurts to have. I go back to the old Friends episode when Joey started to find some success and he's like, I'm going to buy Chandler a matching bracelet. You know, thinking that his friend would be so happy to wear a matching bracelet. And of course, you know, if you've seen that show, spoiler alert, he doesn't fucking like it. And it's that kind of scary. Like when it'd be like a friend winning a big prize and giving you a piece of jewelry and you're like, oh, thank you.
What would be more off-putting to you? Getting a piece of man jewelry from like, let's say Kieran.
Yeah.
Or a pair of pants that fit perfectly.
That's a good question. Because it's... I would use the pants. And anytime you get a pant that fits like...
Yeah, but...
Which gift would I appreciate more? I would...
No.
I'd be like more like, how the fuck did you come to like getting this, of course?
There it is. And then you have the added pressure of having to wear the pants when around Kieran. And if you ever get a compliment, he'll say to you, or say to that person, you know, I bought them for him.
Yeah, you go with that too, right? The gold jewelry too. I don't know. Like if it's gold and it's like fucking nice, or it's silver, I wouldn't feel obligated with Kieran because I'm good enough friends with him that we're brutally honest with each other, especially when one of the other fucks up and does something fucking weird in front of the other one. Mm-hmm. I'd be all over his ass, just like,
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All
over his ass. That's right. That's what I said. Yeah. True story.
Wow. It just seems like if a pair of, like a friend bought me a pair of pants and they just fit perfectly, it was just like, and like, I've never hinted at my, like, you can't give them the size. Like, they have to like, know.
Yeah, exactly.
That would be like, they either rifle through your shit or they're paying way too much attention.
That's true. Yeah. And like some people have different eyes, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like myself being a collector, I'll notice the collectibles in the room. A clothing aficionado might just be like able to see that in a certain way, if that makes sense.
No. Yeah, perhaps they have a tailoring background and be like, no, I can just look at a person and I know for a fact that's a exactly. 38 waist right there.
I have had a few friends over the years who are like super sharp. And they would buy somebody an article of clothing, you know, and you'd be like, oh, fuck, like, sweet, I look cool as shit in this. So it's not the worst thing, but I've never really had it happen to me that I recall. Like a jersey example, pair of pants is going to a whole new level for sure. If you nail
pant,
it's like interesting. Interesting choice. Well,
the shirt I find is a more forgivable or more understanding.
It's an XL, but a pant size is specific.
Yeah, like it's way too, like you can vaguely guess. Even if I got you a larger size or something, let's say something's too big, you can still fucking rock it.
Yeah.
And if it's too small,
yeah,
like an exchange is fine.
Specific.
Yeah.
especially in your scenario where they're a perfect fit. Yeah, I would say that I would be more weirded out by the perfect fit pants than I would be the jewelry.
Be a little bit weirded out if someone got me a pants that, like, I don't even buy me pants that fit perfectly.
Yeah, and like, you can always dabble in jewelry too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if I'm going to Cuba, maybe I'll wear a Cuban chain. You never know.
I was just there.
Were you? Yeah. Did you wear a Cuban
chain? Yeah, I was. I did not. I didn't wear any cultural chain at all.
Fair enough.
But I wore the hell. I mean, okay. I mean, they're out of a lot of stuff because of the embargo. Yeah. So they are a third world country. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they are a third world country. However, yeah. I ate fine. You got to lower your expectations a little bit.
Yeah,
so
for sure.
Was there chicken and eggs? No, there wasn't. But was there stuff to eat? Yes.
Yeah.
So like they had great fish. Awesomely cooked at the beach.
I would imagine the fruit would be phenomenal. That kind of stuff. Like, that's what I'd be in the market for anyways.
Some fruit wasn't all that great.
No,
the seafood was really good.
Did you go to a resort or just?
Yeah, it was a resort. I don't think you stay.
All inclusive kind of thing or?
Yeah.
Nice. How long did you go for?
Yeah. A week. And it was, honestly, it was what I needed. So like, leading up to that, God bless Hillary, the beautiful woman that she is, doesn't know how a calendar works. So when she told me to bid my vacation, she gave me the wrong week.
Mm-hmm.
So we had to go. When we got back from Cuba, that's when my vacation started. So I had to work a lot, which is a big reason why we didn't get the podcast going. I literally worked almost every day in February and every day in March leading up to Cuba, with the small exception of a trip to Edmonton.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially I just worked all the fucking time.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And it was fucking brutal, but by the time I got to Cuba, I was able to finally relax and it was fucking nice.
Yeah, that's what life's all about, working hard to get those good moments, right?
Yeah. So spent all week on a beach. Hillary, like, I got to relax, but Hillary was like a morning person who's like scheduled relaxing instead of just like, let's just go with the flow. Yeah. So like she would go wake up at the crack of whatever the fuck, let me sleep till about 9. She'd already have our beach chairs like picked out, reserved, and we'd have them.
Yeah.
And then she'd be like, let's go for breakfast. And I'll be just waking up going, all right, give me a minute and we'll go for breakfast. And then we spend all day at the beach until it was time to go get some food. And then we just periodically get drinks. And I read a whole book that week and fuck, nice. It was just nice. It was fucking nice. I recommend to anyone, especially Cuba, is so cheap right now.
Is it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. It's
fucking lovely.
That's sweet.
Yeah, and rock the hell out of some Hawaiian shirts.
Yeah, it's essential. I'm big on the travel shirts, wearing a nice Hawaiian shirt.
Yeah, it was clutch. Every man that was out in Cuba had some fucking hilarious fucking shirt going on.
Nice. That's the way to go.
Yeah.
I've gotten so far away from printed shirts, whether it be like a band shirt or anything. Like, I just wear usually like a plain shirt for the most part. They fit nice and it's what I wear, you know what I mean? Especially working and stuff like that. You don't want to ruin your good shirts. But recently I worn out a few, like my Iron Maiden concert shirt and some things like that. And it's, you get compliments. Like, people talk to you about your shirt. You're like, I just saw them last spring or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, is that the new album or whatever it is? There's always somebody who talks to you about your shirt.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to get a lot of compliments on different shirts and people would just talk to me. And it's been a while that I haven't been wearing printed shirts. It just recently, like I was saying, I switched to doing it again. And you forget that aspect of like conversation it brings up out of nowhere, I guess is my point.
Me too. I brought it back. I bought myself a Pink Floyd shirt, a Metallica shirt, like a whole, and then like the recent concerts I went to, I just saw the Glorious Sons and I just saw Nathaniel Radcliffe. And I got a whole bunch of band shirts and I started rocking them. And then my other thing that I like fucking doing is, because I'm a big fucking hat guy, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah.
A lot of the, like, I have hats that kind of go with the shirt.
Nice.
Oh, so I got cool. like
match it
like
up
a slight a match match yeah. it up. So I got like a Colorado Rockies black and purple shirt, and I got a Ride the Lightning Metallica shirt that's also black and purple.
Yeah.
So I'll do that up as a fucking combination.
Nice. That's funny. I've been struggling in
the I'm not a big fashion guy, but that's like one thing I gotta do.
Yeah. No, that's a nice thing to do. And you add shoes to that combo too. Excuse me.
It's mostly just boots I wear with them, but yeah. No, the people that add shoes are on an entirely different level of playing field than I am.
Oh, for sure. It's a nice get up that you can do, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, no, I've never been one for like the high fashion, but I do treat myself to like subtle things.
Yeah, no, it's nice to do. I've been trying to figure out a new hat. I have like some Oilers hats, some fit great, some don't. I kind of laid to rest the Two Sides of the Story hat for a while after the podcast kind of died out. That was just to like do something different. You know, I do love my Two Sides of the Story hat. It just fits nice. So I was looking at mm-hmm. different hats. I've been shopping them a little bit, different things here and there. There's some nice Oiler ones. We went to the Lid store in West Edmonton Mall recently. A friend was in town, and there's a really nice corduroy Oilers hat. Crystal was mm-hmm. on the fence about getting one of those for herself, and I was shopping around. It gets overwhelming in that store, I find, personally, because there's so many options, and it's fucking busy. There's, like, 60 different fucking Oilers hats there, and you're like, oh, I like these 17. It's hard to
yeah.
narrow it down, you know what I mean?
Well, even this Oilers hat I just got. Hold on one second.
Nice. Yeah, it's a fine looking hat. It's blue with an orange brim for those listening.
Yeah, so it's like a cool looking. It's got a lot on it, which I like, but it's not overwhelming. It's a fitted, and I love a good fitted hat.
Yeah.
I got it at Rogers Place during the Oilers game. I saw the Oilers play Pittsburgh. That was a hell of a game.
Yeah.
And then, that's my kind of style. It's not too much, but it has, like, enough on there.
Yeah, for sure.
And then, and it's, like, bright enough. Like, I like it when it's fucking loud.
Makes sense. I've been rocking this one. It's the Heritage Classic hat from Heritage Classic. It's a decent hat. Like, it's comfortable and stuff. It's a fun hat as well. It fits my head nicely. Yeah. That's what it is. But you just, I don't know. It's nice to change it up. I like when you wear a hat, I don't always wear a hat, but when you do, it's what people notice, obviously. So it's nice mm-hmm. to have a nice hat.
Almost every trip I go on, a hat is what I get.
Yeah, that's a nice idea. You don't want to end up with too many, but it is nice to have a good selection to choose from, like you said, to match up your attire.
Yeah.
I don't
know. No, one would
say, do you have band hats?
Band hats? I used to have two.
Yeah.
But I find when you buy a band hat, they don't go for the best quality of hat.
Yeah.
So
that the truth.
I even have a favorite brand of hat. That's how far I fucking go on this. New Era is my fucking jam.
Yeah.
So I've even gone as far as to get like work hats made at Lids. Like you can buy blank ones.
Yeah.
And then I'm not allowed to use the company logo to get it embroidered. So what I do is just vaguely describe it, and then they put it on, and then so I have like knockoff work hats
that makes sense.
Look similar to the logo, but at the same time, no one can really tell the difference unless you have a microscope. Eyeglass. Yeah.
Yeah. We went in recently. Part of the reason we went is Crystal is doing a Oilers jean jacket, and she wanted to put a big patch on the back. So she's been looking for old jerseys to like cut out a patch basically and sew it on. But when we were by there, so I was like, I want to look at good hats. You should look at hats too. And we went in, and I talked to the lady that worked there and was like, hey, by any chance, are you guys able to do the Oilers emblem? Because it'd be sweet to like have that done like that on the back of a jacket. Mm. And of course, that's when I found that out, when she was like, unfortunately, we're not allowed to do the emblems to that degree. And it would fucking probably be pretty damn expensive to do a huge one on the back like that, as opposed to just cutting one off and sewing it on in price comparison.
Yes.
But it's kind of interesting. It's cool to, like, our emblem with Two Sides of the Story hat that we did, it was, it's a nice little emblem to be able to put on things.
Yeah, and plus we own it, so we can put that on literally anything, which is awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. I haven't, but it'd be nice to.
I've done it a few things.
That I have a buddy. Do you, I just use the your email kind of thing when I go in there to talk to them, or what?
I think so. That or a phone number.
Put mine on it. I can't remember.
Yeah,
you remember that?
You just gotta go there. It's on file. All you gotta do is it's either my email, which I can text you.
I know it.
Or it's it might be my old phone number.
Okay.
Which I still know.
Yeah.
If you need it.
For sure. No.
I don't know if I updated it with my new phone number.
I only ever did the blue hat, and I was like, maybe I'll get another hat at some point. With the rebirth of the podcast happening, it's like, maybe I'll try something new, get a new hat.
There you go. Birth a fucking trucker hat.
Yeah, exactly.
Do some wild fucking wacky colors.
I don't mind the trucker hats at all. They're nice. Yeah, no, I bet a pink hat with our emblem on it would look pretty cool too.
Would look pretty boss.
Yeah.
Do it all in black.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
If you did the whole logo just in black, I think that would actually work fucking mint.
Yeah, it could be cool.
Yeah. So what else is going on with you, man? It's been like 9 months. A little bit of communication here and there.
Yeah, life's been pretty good for the most part. A little bit of change.
Are you fully healed?
Oh, yeah. I'm strong as borscht again. Thank God for that. That was a whole fucking rigmarole. I don't know if we released anything on that, like any of the podcasts.
No.
We recorded after or before I talked about that. But yeah, I fucked my ankle up pretty good and better now. I have like PTSD from it a little bit, where I walk, where I step a lot more, you know what I mean? After you do something like that, you're like, fuck, I don't want to go through that shit again. So you try to just be a little more cautious of walking, which is shitty.
You're just watching every fucking step you make,
every step. Yeah, something like that. Nice. But no, it's good. Strong. It was weird, like little things. The first time I went up and down a 26-foot ladder again, when I was at work there, I fucking hurt my legs because I couldn't figure it out. I was like, what the hell is going on? Like, I don't understand why the fuck this hurts so bad from going up and down this stupid thing as many times as I did. I was like, I've done this lots. I don't understand why. And then it clued into me. I was like, idiot, it hurts in your bad leg that you haven't worked out like a lot for months. Like, you don't realize the muscle degradation that happens, and it's real. You got to strengthen all that shit back up again. I've been exercising a lot more in these last few months than I have in a long time, like riding an exercise bike 30 minutes a day and, you know, lifting some weights and trying to get myself strong again. I turned 40 this year and I need to stay focused on being strong and healthy as the years come by. Like I kind of got lazy when I hurt my ankle. I put on like 45 pounds in that time period. Shit. Because I have a metabolism where if I eat and don't work out or like don't work hard, I'll put on weight. But if I'm working and working out a little bit, I'll lose it and be strong. You know what I mean? So it took a lot out of me, and it's been hard to get like back in range. I think not smoking kind of affected my metabolism quite a bit too. It's been hit 2 years recently, and that kind of balances things out in your body after about that time too. So lately I've been focused on just dropping some weight and strength training a little bit just to try to stay.
Fucking A, good for you.
Yeah, it's baby steps, you know what I mean? It's not, I don't know, you don't realize how things start to get a little bit harder, you know what I mean? A little injury kind of wakes you up, and the recovery from that injury isn't just that spot. It spreads throughout the rest of you, depending on what it is. You know, if it's a hand, it's different. But if it's your leg, well, then you're not walking properly for a long time. You're compensating. Yeah. You're, you know, it goes, travels through you a little bit. But yeah, after that, It was kind of eye-opening too, like just going through something like that. I have a lot more respect for, not that I didn't before, but like when I see someone struggling and out in public with crutches or a walker, or I'm just a lot more empathetic than what I used to be. Not that I wasn't empathetic before, but I really understand where like it sucks to be in that situation too. Go out of my way to try to hold the door open, even if I have to wait an extra 20 seconds for someone, or, you know, things like that.
Yeah.
It never hurts to wake up in life a little bit to the struggles that other people face.
No, you got like a burden of knowledge now.
Yeah,
you're just kind of, yeah.
And no, I try to be empathetic. Like I have my moments where I'm not perfect, but I've always been the type of person who wants to put myself in other people's shoes so I can understand what they're going through and what they've been through. If
that makes no, sense. I totally get that you become more empathetic. I became like that when like I had concussions and I had a fucking onslaught of concussions. It became like a gigantic burden on my life. Really, really kind of turned my life around for the negative when that happened to me. So no, I totally get what you're talking about.
It's hard to realize you're human. That's one of those things in life where you're like, you feel young and you're strong and you're like, you know, I can take on the fucking world. But then you have something like that happen. You're like, God damn it, I'm not. I don't know. Wakes you up.
No. No, 100%.
We went on a trip up to Jussard, which is like 3.5 hours north of Edmonton last week. We got up early in the morning and headed on the road. That's where Doreen's gravesite is. So I just hadn't gone up there last summer. So I went up there, visited her gravesite, and then went to the lake shore that's there. And I have two stepsisters who live up there. So I phoned both of them and were like, hey, we're in town. What's up? And one of them responded right away and was like, what the fuck? Like, we're 20 minutes further north because my sister's husband's father was in the hospital. So they'd been there hanging out with him through the day kind of thing. And so we jotted 20 minutes further from Edmonton to go visit with them, which was really nice. And then back to the city. It was a pretty crazy drive up. We saw 36 deer total on the way up. And they were in groups of like two or three, fucking scattered all over the highway. And because the grass isn't quite green yet, it's the exact color of their fur. We had to fucking be like eyes wide watching the road the whole fucking way.
Nothing fucking scarier than like a deer or moose hopping on the fucking highway.
Yeah, we had a couple cross the road, but they were pretty far away from us, thankfully. And then on the way back, we saw a bear, which you don't see every day. We saw a pretty fucking big ass black bear in the farmer's field. I looked over and was like, holy shit, that looks like a bear. And I was expecting Chris to be like, no, it's not. And she's like, holy shit, it is a fucking bear. And looked like we were driving past and he was on the tree line, so it was like we could try to pull over and turn around and go get a picture, but by the time we would, he'd be fucking gone anyways, so we just carried on. But it's crazy to think that we live in a country where you can just be stumbling along and all of a sudden you're like, holy motherfucker, there's a bear right there.
Right, that was one of the coolest things about driving all through Alberta all the time, was the amount of wildlife you would see. Like I've seen a bear once, seen a moose. I've seen my fair share of deer while just driving through the Rockies. Yeah. It's fucking wild at what you can see.
Yeah, for sure. It's just nature's so cool in that way. You know, I've never seen that many. Like, I've made that drive up there a lot. I've never seen that many fucking deer. That was insane. Just the hunting season. The hunters didn't do so well this year. I think a few of them must have gotten away.
You know what? One time Hillary was about to take out her dog, just to let her out in the backyard. She opens the door. She sees a deer. So she sees it before her dog does. So she brings the dog back in. And like, Hillary's fucking terrified of just any animal except for dogs.
Yeah.
Like, she's just like, even terrified of fucking domesticated cats.
Yeah, fair enough. She's smart. All these things are dangerous as fuck. So smart lady.
Yeah.
Just saying.
So it's in her backyard. It fucking leaps. We watched it from the window because she startled it, I guess, by closing the door or whatever.
Yeah.
The deer fucking comes up on her balcony, leaps over the wood fence, narrowly missing both of our cars, thank God, and just gallops away into the neighborhood. And then she was terrified to take her dog out ever fucking since. So I had to take her dog out to go take a leak and shit after that. But
that's funny.
It was just like terrified of it. And like, yeah, it's like so majestic to see. She's like, you're going outside. I was like, why? I can see it down the road. It's not coming back.
Yeah.
She's just like, nope, you're fucking going. I'm like, well, I'm glad that you'll sacrifice me with fucking ease.
Yeah, pretty much. It's funny when I like when I saw this bear. It's only the second one I've ever seen traveling on the roads. But Crystal lived in BC, and where she lived, she saw them all the fucking time. They'd come up and leave paw prints on her fucking patio door and on the daily basis kind of thing. So it's weird for the people who live in that environment where it's like you see them all the time. You know, I couldn't imagine that. You're just outside chilling and what the fuck, there's a bear? You know.
Well, even living in Edmonton, I remember one time I was walking downtown Edmonton and I saw a fucking coyote just walking down the street.
Oh, they're everywhere. Just, yeah.
Yeah. Just like hanging out willy-nilly, being a coyote downtown. Like, why the fuck are you downtown? I'm sure it's looking for food.
It's the weirdest thing, like, having like a river city where there's like a wildlife preserve that runs right through your whole city, because you do get that all the time, right? As far as my neighborhood on the west side, like next to West Edmonton Mall, you can just be like, holy fuck, there's a coyote, which is obnoxious. Yeah. Driving through the neighborhoods, they're hungry all the time, and it is what it is.
Yeah, they're a sight to behold.
An interesting thing happened this year in Edmonton, because there was no snow until like late in December. All the rabbits' fur changes to white around October, November kind of thing. So there was all these fucking rabbits running around that were white, but there was no snow. So the coyotes feasted, and there's like a much larger coyote population because there was a lot more food. So it's, and then of course the rabbit population declines, but you're left with a lot more extra coyotes, and then the coyotes start coming into the neighborhoods looking for cats and dogs. It's a cycle.
That's crazy.
It's kind of a cycle.
From what I've ever learned about coyotes and rabbits, I always saw that rabbits were able to defeat coyotes because of their poor use of technology and it always failing on them.
Yeah, it's different. It's definitely difficult for them sometimes when it doesn't work out like that.
But I was obviously talking about Bugs Bunny, just so we're clear.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
I was aware. Yeah, coyotes do have a hard time embracing technology like that, but it's things have changed since 2024.
Yeah. There's a fan theory out there that Acme is owned by the Roadrunner.
Hmm.
And that's why all the shit always fails on them.
But it's plausible.
They just keep sending them sabotage stuff so they can't catch the owner of the company.
I saw something recently about the Goofy movie. It made me think of you, where they're like talking about when we were kids watching it, Goofy was just like such a drag and such an asshole. And then you watch it now as an adult and you're like, you son of a bitch child, like, how dare you treat your father with disrespect like that?
At no point is Goofy an asshole in that movie.
But that's what people thought, he was being a drag. Like, when you're trying to be a cool kid and your dad's, like, preaching what he's preaching in that movie, you don't respect it as a kid, right?
I gotta tell you, Sean, my whole life I've disagreed with what you're saying.
Really? Well, I'm happy that you were on the Goofy side.
I'm a big Goofy guy.
Yeah.
Like, both in literal sense and a fan of the character.
Yeah.
But I've always ever seen it as, like, you get both perspectives. It's a father that wants to spend time with his son.
Yeah.
And it's his son that's trying to be a teenager and not want to do, like, because we've all been there.
Oh, of course. And it's just a long cycle that people have, right? It's the cycle of life, cats in the cradle kind of shit.
The opening scene to a Goofy movie used to fucking terrify me. Where the Max has the dream that he's with whatever the girl's name is, and then he starts to turn into Goofy.
Yeah.
That, as a child, scared the fuck out of me.
That's funny.
Like, there was a point where, like, I would watch that movie, fast forward that bit, and then continue the movie.
That's funny. Yeah, sometimes the psychological pictures that are painted in cinema can really fuck with you like that. And I used the word cinema loosely with Goofy movie, but
it was a jump scare, man. It was a fucking jump scare, and I just didn't care for it when I was like 6 years old.
I recently bought a lot of VHS, like not that long ago, but not so recently, but it came with a Goofy movie, and I was like, I can't get rid of this. When I sold a bunch of the shit afterwards, resold it all, I kept that movie. I kept the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 1, 2, and 3, the Batman 1, 2, and 3 on VHS. Ultimately, I know it's not 1, 2, and 3, but you know what I'm seeing. And Jurassic Park
1. Batman, Batman Returns, and Batman Forever, like
correct,
those ones?
Correct, Amundo.
Yeah. Okay.
I was like, it's fucking cool. I can't throw this shit away. VHS is on such a tear right now. Like, it's coming back, and I've just been racking it up because I'll go find it at places. And
I gotta say, you keep saying that. You said it to me on a bunch of podcasts. Yeah, VHS is on the fucking return.
Personal shit. It's crazy. Yeah.
You are the only person I know that is
in the market that knows this. Well, it's fucking crazy. Like, and it's not as widespread as you might think, but it's just coming back to like collectible stores, comic book stores. I go into them like record stores, and you see a big stash of VHS across the fucking counter too, because people in my age group remember going to Blockbuster and renting VHS, and it's become a nostalgic thing. So there is like quite, even at Edmonton, there's quite a few collectors. It's bigger in the States right now than it is here. But yeah, like I've said, I had a guy drive from Fort McMurray to buy 23 VHS off of me that were sealed. And he was so fucking excited to get them. I sold them for $80 to him, which I paid a fraction of that to get them, and I just keep an eye out, like here a dollar, here three for a dollar there, you know. And I'll compile these little collections and then I'll resell them. Or I also sold a horror movie collection recently that had It and like Evil Dead and stuff like that. And this guy that came over, he was a tattoo artist, and he had a client who was getting an It tattoo, so he wanted to gift him the VHS. But he's like, I also am a huge collector of VHS. And he's like a 25-year-old tattoo artist who specifies in doing horror portraits. And so it's just interesting the walks of life that you see. So, like, you got Fort McMurray guy, you got tattoo guy. And then I'm just sitting there in the middle going, this is fucking crazy. This is fucking crazy.
That's fucking wild. On the idea of tattoos, I know that you've always thought about getting one. Are you closer at all to pulling the trigger on one of those?
I think I'm further away, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, I just don't have any desire. Like, I had some ideas for some different tattoos, but I've made it this far in life, and I don't know, maybe I will one day. It'll be like a turn 50, go and get one spontaneously, but
yeah,
I don't know.
My buddy Tim just got his first tattoo. I think he's 37.
Yeah.
And he went all the way to Vietnam to get it. He found this, according to him and according to the internet, really fucking famous artist out of Vietnam to do a Shogun tattoo for him. So his first tattoo was a full back tattoo, and he looks like a member of the fucking Yakuza.
Nice.
It's hilarious. Like, and yeah, he only got the first
round to 100 and
oh yeah, I'm gonna send you a picture of this. Yeah. Like, it's fucking wild the level of commitment. Like he took a week.
Is he
like
happy with it?
Week. He's so happy with it.
Nice. That's all that matters.
He's so unbelievably happy with it. It's like it's something he's wanted to do for like a long time, but he's just never pulled the trigger. Right. And he planned it out. He took a solo. He went by himself to Vietnam to get a tattoo done. And then once he got the tattoo, like, he just kind of hung out with the artist for a little while. He had some good Vietnamese food. He just hung around the neighborhood. He was there for 8 hours in the chair getting his back done. Like, forgive me for kind of sending you this, but I'm going to send you a picture of it. You're going to get a good look at my fucking buddy here.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on one sec. I'm so bad.
Anticipation is killing me.
Yeah. Apparently I can't save pictures anymore. I don't know how to do this. I feel like I'm 812 years old.
Happens quickly, buddy.
Here we go. And I'm sending it to you right now. Here we go. So he just wanted this done. He sold a whole bunch of shares that he had in the company to pay for it. And yeah, now he has this.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Is that it? Like, you just leave it like that?
No. That's stage one of this process.
Okay, that's what I thought, yeah. That's pretty fucking insane. How cool is that, I guess, right? You only live once.
Yeah.
You only get one
candidate. He ended up, there's a guy he met there who has the exact same tattoo. So like, this is not like a Shogun thing he designed. Like there's like, it's a traditional thing. So there's like a, what he has, he sent me a picture of like what he has. And then the guy is next to him of like what he will get. It's fucking wild.
Due to there being a dragon in this tattoo, I just am curious on your take on this. Do you think that dragons were real and that they lived and that it was just a flying lizard or a flying bird that went extinct and there's no bones that could be preserved because they're like chicken bones or the bones of like just the fact that they're in so many different societies? Is it possible that a giant lizard lived with humans and we just murdered them to extinction?
I think there's everything comes from like something real, right? Like mostly. Vampires started with Vlad the Impaler, fucking like everything kind of has its lore.
Yeah.
So I think dragons existed? I fucking hope so, but I'm willing to bet that they were more based on something else that probably doesn't exist anymore. And there's plenty of things like in 1681 the dodo went extinct.
Oh, exactly. Giant sloths and, you know, all kinds of different things, right?
Yeah, woolly mammoths and all that stuff. So who's to say?
Yeah.
And you know what? Like, if they did exist, they would be a fucking giant pain in the ass to fucking deal with.
Yeah.
So I would just, like,
about getting eaten. You know, like, think about an eagle, right? But ten times the size.
So killing them was probably your best option at the time, given technology.
Sure. And you'd be, like, of lore if you did. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is kind of like the way the English versions of it were and some of the Chinese versions of it. It's, I don't know, just one of those interesting things.
So I sent you another picture of what the tattoo should end up looking like at the end. So it's like a side-by-side between my buddy and the guy who already has it. Okay. It's just fucking wild. Like, I'm so impressed with, like, my buddy who decided just, like, I want to do a thing. I have to go over there to do it. I'm doing this on my own. Fuck it.
Yeah. Why not?
Like, he had to get a visa to go into Vietnam.
Fucking all the way, right?
Yeah. Like, it's not like just like a small, like, I have two now, like, prospectively smaller tattoos, and I'm thinking about getting my third here soon. And this is just insane, like, what he brought to the table.
That's interesting. Hey, I have a question for you. You're really hip to the fact, and I just wonder if you have a good answer for this question. You might know more than me on the subject. I don't want to be insensitive, but have you ever one question, like a follow-up question with another question, now that I think about it. Have you ever misgendered someone? And if you have, or if you were to in a situation, would you then correct yourself, or would you just pretend like you never did it? Like, it just fucking move past it and don't bring it up again.
I haven't misgendered anyone yet.
Yeah.
Although when I was a trainer at work, a guy came in with a purse.
Yeah.
And I just played the pronoun game for about, I wasn't going to have him that long. So I only had him for a week.
Yeah.
And then they were going on to another instructor.
So you just, like, so were careful around
I just didn't, like, I just said, there was a lot of like, all right, gang.
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, everybody.
For sure.
There was I just played the pronoun game.
Sometimes you can just ask. Like, I've been in a situation twice where my brain is like at a restaurant or I the one time in particular, I was like, thank you, sir. And I didn't know if it was a sir after I said sir. I was like, what are you doing? But it's like a thing of respect that I was just trying to do. And I'm not going to bring it up to be like, fuck, I'm so sorry I did that. But I wonder what the right protocol is in a situation like that. I think personally, I think it's just move past it. Show them that you're a friendly face, man or woman, you know, and just they will know that you didn't mean any ill intent behind it.
Here's my thing. If you get upset with me, I don't think you're handling that properly. I deserve, like, I don't know you, and yeah, I made a mistake.
Yeah.
Correct me, and I promise you I won't make it again. I'll apologize.
Sure. Yeah, and if someone did correct me in that situation, I'd be like, oh, shit, as long as they handled it with grace, then I would as well. You know what I mean?
Like, but if someone went, like, right off the bat, like, how dare you misgender me, and then make it a big thing, that's not someone I want to talk to anyway.
That's a good point.
For sure. Like, because you're not willing to teach someone to be better. You're just willing to fucking chastise someone And I don't have time for those kinds of people.
No, that's totally fair.
Just to be clear, I don't have time for people that chastise right off the bat, not trans people. Like,
No. We're just not so there's talking no miscommunication. About any group in particular, just in general, right?
Yeah.
Like anybody can, you know, identify however they're going to identify, and it's not under judgment or criticism. It's just sometimes our instincts take over and how we see the world or how we process the world, and it can put you in a feeling like of oh fuck, why did I say the wrong fucking thing, Jesus Christ, John, you know, moment.
I just feel in those moments you have to show each person humanity.
For sure.
So
I agree.
So I haven't had that experience, but if my experience is actually, could you just say this next time, I would be like, my apologies.
Honestly,
absolutely.
What I've tried to do since the incident happened is I've switched to saying boss. Thanks, boss. Because anybody can be a boss. You know what I mean?
Or you can just say nothing.
Yeah, that's true, too. I say thank you, and most of the time I can just say thank you, but sometimes my brain just wants to add that extra little quip of different varying degrees. And so I've just given myself things like boss or chief. Like, thanks, chief. You know what I mean? Those fire chief, obviously. In those moments where it's like, you know, what am I going to do?
Like, my, I guess, I don't think it's an issue because it hasn't been, but like, I say man all the time.
Man?
Yeah, man.
Yeah, to, like, thanks, man.
Honestly, to both, am I getting in trouble for this, but for both genders, like,
yeah. Are you saying like, there's I'll only just two genders?
I'm just joking. Listen, let's not get me trapped here, but like,
no new subject.
But I say man regardless of the person sometimes.
Yeah, dude.
Like they'll be like, yeah, they're like, oh man, that's fucking wild. Or oh, thanks, man. And I don't even like to me, it's just a saying. Obviously, to somebody else, it's probably a bigger deal, but like it hasn't been yet.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I think it all depends on the scenario. But like I said, if they're a decent human, they'll go to educate. If they're not a decent human, they just want to make themselves feel special, they'll go to chastise. And again, I don't have any time. I haven't encountered
too many chastised people, to be honest. Like, you see it on social media at times in these videos that pop up or whatever, where someone is. But I've never met an indecent person who's out to just fucking chastise someone. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I haven't encountered that a whole lot in life. And if I did, I'd be like, sorry about that. Like, there's a lot going on in the world at all times in many different degrees, and being like a comedian at heart, you sometimes try to lighten the mood and make a joke, and there's so many different ways of offending people in the world. However, a joke is a joke, and it's meant to come from a spot of comedy, and if it isn't filled with hate in the joke, you can mostly get on anybody's side with a joke. You know what I mean?
I feel like you can say anything you want in the world as long as there's no hate in your heart.
That's what I'm saying, exactly. In a different way.
Like I say it all the time to, like, I have a whole mess of friends that are different backgrounds and ethnicities and whatever, and we make fun of each other all the fucking time for what makes us different. But I gotta tell you, I love all of these fucking people, and I take a bullet for any single one of them, and I stand up for them any day of the week. But do I make fun of them for what makes them different from me? Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
But I do it with love.
Yeah, exactly.
It's, if I didn't do that, that would be me not being their friend. It would be me walking on eggshells around.
Yeah, I wouldn't. And then you wouldn't someone be around because, the first fucking place.
Cause
you'd
be no, and then be walking on eggshells around someone because they're different.
Yeah.
And then what are you, like, that's not, I don't think that's right either. Well, no, whatever.
Hard to navigate through that kind of shit, that's for sure.
Yeah. This wouldn't be a normal Two Sides of the Story podcast if we didn't talk about a faithful subject.
Well,
Star Trek Discovery is in full force.
What is it, sorry?
Star Trek Discovery. Final season.
Discovery. Oh, right. Yeah, I remember Discovery. Okay. Yeah, I've watched a few episodes.
Are you caught up?
No, I don't think so. I think I'm two or three behind. I've seen okay. You've watched some of it, obviously, or you're caught up.
I'm caught up. Yeah, I do have
the first one for sure, the second one for sure, the third one I believe is where I finished off. So I know that they're doing like the Picard. They're looking for the pieces of the puzzle to figure out the weapon that is the progenitors or whatever kind of thing.
Who are they, and why don't I remember them?
Okay, so in Star Trek in Star Trek Next Generation, there's an episode where the archaeologist comes aboard the ship, who's a former friend of Picard, and he's got a present for him, and then that guy disappears, and the Cardassians show up, and the Klingons show up, and the Romulans show up, and they're all looking for this guy's, what this guy was looking for. Excuse me. They think it's a weapon. And so then they start working together to find the DNA proteins to solve this puzzle. They already have like 47 pieces or some shit. They cross, like share information with each other. The Klingons, I think the Cardassians and the humans, they have enough information to piece it together. It leads into this planet. On the planet, they activate the device or whatever it is, and an image shows up saying that they seeded the universe. Like, we were the first ones 200,000 years ago. We seeded all of the worlds that all of you come from, and we were hoping that one day you'd all work together to get to here. You don't remember that?
I guess not. Like, there's a lot of Star Trek Next Generation that I like. Now that you're like, the way you've described it, there's bits and pieces of this that I do remember.
Yeah.
But, like,
it was a one-off, I was watching episode.
That. Yeah, I was watching that, like, introduction of what was happening, and they're like, Picard did this, and I'm like, what fucking episode was that? And I just couldn't remember. And then the Breen.
I haven't gotten that far. There's no Breen in any of the show that I've watched.
They even mention it in the first episode, I'm pretty sure. They mention that the Breen are doing things.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember. But you know who the Breen were from Deep Space Nine?
That's where they were. Weren't they like the soldiers that the...
Yeah, the Dominion was working with, that sided with the Dominion. Wearing the big fucking stupid helmets, and you never hear them speak. They're just, that's all.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying it so far anyways? The first episode was such dog shit, and the scene with Tilly where she was like, fucking drunk or flirting with the guy or whatever the hell was. I was like, man, this is terrible. Like, who wrote this? What the fuck is this dog shit? And it got better in the second and third episode when it got away from that. But it just, I don't know. So they stretch and try so hard sometimes to do certain things. They've, you're like, why?
They've gone very far from what Discovery was.
Yeah.
And not sure how I feel about it now as you compare it to the rest of the Star Trek we've gotten in the past.
Yeah, it's tough.
But
I'm not sad at the last season in certain ways because of this shit. And you're just like, what the fuck? Like, and another thing I've said right from the get-go, it's cool that you're doing a story that's spans across 10 episodes, but I'm not going to go back and rewatch this shit. Like, I know in the second season or third season or whatever, Michael's mom is the Red Angel. When you watch the first episode, they're like, what is this red thing? Who could it be? And as you progress six episodes later, they're like, oh my God, it's the Red Angel. Who's the Red Angel? And it's this whole, and you're like, I know who the Red Angel is. I don't need to watch all this shit. It's fucking pointless. There can still be good scenes in between, but because they went with a continuing building on storyline, it pushes us back to the situation of being like, okay, well, I can rewatch it.
And I find that there's way too much focus on relationships.
Oh, I agree 100%. Maybe like what it is, sometimes it's not made for us, but like, who the fuck is it made for? Is anybody watching this other than Star Trek fans?
It's very soap opera.
The whole Saru relationship with his girlfriend there, it's like, why are you giving me this? I didn't ask for this.
But everyone's in a fucking relationship, and everyone has tension, and everyone, like, Jesus Christ, like, the doctor and the chief engineer are always at fucking turmoil because one of them's going through fucking something.
They're trying to work on all these human relationships and non-human relationships, and you know, and, that
the one person that doesn't identify as anything, Trill, that was dating the Trill, like okay.
Yeah.
Like, again, like, we're spending way too much fucking time on this. Like, at least, like, when Worf and fucking Deanna Troi got together, like, it was fucking quick and to the fucking point.
Yeah, we don't need all like, the, like...
It was, like, an... It was, like, three or four episodes where it's kind of fucking mentioned.
Yeah.
Even, like, when Riker and Troi are also having their thing, they just put that fucking shit at bay because they were working together.
Yeah.
No fraternizing around with the fucking employees. You know what I mean?
I put up all of Discovery against even one season of Picard, I would... There's no fucking comparison.
Well, even Strange New Worlds is probably, and don't get me wrong, I loved all of Picard, but I think Strange New Worlds is the best fucking Star Trek we've gotten since the end of Deep Space Nine, which I was late to the party.
I'm torn because I as well do really love Strange New Worlds, and there's parts of it, but I fucking love Lower Decks. That shit is hilarious.
Too.
And, like, I almost take it in higher regard than Strange New Worlds, which is, like, unlike me because I'm not cartoon guy. You know what I mean? But, like, I love the backstory with Pike and all that, too, so it's a tough one. But Discovery
all of it's fantastic.
Is really at the bottom. Like, it's just... And it's sad to see that because when it came back, it kind of sparked the rest of them. But it's like, what have you done? What have you done? What have you done to us? You know?
Yeah. Like it's very soap opery, and I have a hard time. I have a hard time with it.
The Star Trek shorts, the Calypso one, where Discovery was like in 3100, and it didn't have a crew anymore, and that guy's on the ship who's like, do you remember that whole thing? It was like a 15-minute Star Trek short. So at some point, Discovery has to be left by her crew. And I'm like, are they going to wrap this up? Are they going to like tie that back in, or is that just like? What is the fuck is their plan here? That's my confusing part of all of this, too. It's like, do you guys have a plan? Or are you just making fucking episodes that are trying to push your agendas because you're all circled fucking jerking each other?
And this season feels very Final Frontier-ish.
Yeah.
Because it's like the search for God and all that stuff. Yeah. I think with this season, they saw how successful Picard was in its final season with all the nostalgia that it gave us, that they're like, well,
let's tie some TNG.
I think they've realized that they've dipped in their storytelling ability, and they went like, you know what? Let's sprinkle in some shit that we've seen before that we can put into the future and
to try to pull in the fans from that franchise to this franchise too, right?
Exactly. Oh,
did you hear Discovery's got some card shit going on or some Next Generation shit? Go, oh my god, we gotta go watch it. But it doesn't have the sustenance of its own identity to be good enough. I don't like. I loved some of it. Like you look back when the Spore Drive episodes are like it's intense and you're jumping place to place and like the Klingon War and
Spore Drive isn't even a fucking thing anymore.
No, and they don't even really talk, they just move past it. So that's obviously like why are you just throwing away these cool storylines that you could have developed and I don't know.
And you can I tell you this right now? I'm surprised that not everyone on fucking in Starfleet is fat as fuck. They don't walk anywhere anymore. Yeah. They just do that stupid transport to any fucking, they do it to any room. They're like, meet me in my fucking ready room. Transport. They just fucking go. They just, like, they're on the fucking bridge and they fucking do that and set. Like, just.
That's their need to try to push that they're showing new technology and they're coming up with new ideas. And it's like, yeah, you're just, it's the same technology. You're just using it more. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like if you want to show me something new, and I'm totally into it. Like,
how and it looks it looks exactly how they used the transport in Harry Potter.
Yeah. How do you do years like this is supposedly 700 years or 600 years after Picard's time? How has the technology gotten shittier or stays the same?
Yeah. And they bring up the berm all the time, and I just
like, I can't everything. Get over like, that was like the biggest disappointment ever, the burn. And like I still always think of Discovery now because somebody made that stupid meme of every time you go to McDonald's and the ice cream machine is down and it shows the guy like creating another burn. He's just having a sad day. So you fucking, that's what it is to me. You're just like, that was dumb. Like I'm dumb.
Like I'm going to watch it in its completion.
Of course.
But like you, I don't think I'm going back.
No, like it's going to be a long time before I need my fix of Discovery, unfortunately. And if it had been good Star Trek, I would rewatch it. Whereas Strange New Worlds, sure, I'll give that a rewatch.
I'm gonna go ahead and say this. Fucking strap on your fucking seatbelt for this opinion. Enterprise? Better than Discovery.
Yeah, it is. It is, yeah.
Like, and I hate to shit on things, but fuck, it's getting really hard to like it.
It is. It's frustrating. Like, and like, that's what I thought about. Even like I introduced Star Trek to Crystal through Discovery. And so it was her first like run at the mill. But even her this season, she's like, yeesh, like in moments of time where we're like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, am I supposed to like, I am a loyal fan of this, but I am having a fucking hard time with this show. And then I go to Lower Decks and I'm laughing my ass off. Like, this is fucking Star Trek.
Show is so brilliant. Yeah. I think that show is designed for you and me.
For sure.
Because all it does is just fan service.
Yeah, for sure.
It can do whatever the fuck it wants. It can take you to planets you always wanted to go to, but you couldn't because of fucking budget issues.
Yeah.
It is everything we ever wanted. Like, you wanted to go to Feregnar and fucking see it for real, fuck, we're there. You want to see these other fucking species, we're gonna give them to you fivefold.
That's what
you
want to, and then too, and that's what fucking Strange New Worlds has done for us too. But just dumping this shit on us just for the sake of it, it's like they give it up and they know that it's their last season, so they're like, let's just fucking get it done. And it's sad.
Like, if they decide to fucking pull the trigger on Strange New Worlds, like, if they go announce Season 3 and they're like, Season 3 is going to be up for announced, I'm going to fucking lose my mind.
Yeah, I'll be hurt.
Because that is the definition of a successful show. I know that we're getting a movie soon, a Paramount Plus movie, Section 31, because Michelle Yeoh is now a fucking Oscar award-winning actress, so she's not going to get a series.
Yeah.
She's getting a full-blown movie. Rightfully so. Well-deserved. Like, that movie was fucking awesome.
Yeah.
But I'm excited for that. Like, I'm enough. I want more space adventure and, like, I want more people in fucking costume, and we're not seeing it.
Yeah.
And
no, and that's just the reality, right? I don't know. We'll see what happens. They have a couple more episodes here to sway our opinion, but I don't see it happening at this fucking point.
Like, the politics and the, like, at least when Picard had to go do political shit, it was him fighting fucking somebody.
Yeah.
Like, it ended up him, like, remember the bad guys at the end of season one where they're just, like, taking over fucking Starfleet officers and Picard fucks everything up?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's the kind of politics I want to see in a fucking TV show.
Even their glimpse at, like, the Yesterday's Enterprise mirror reality where he sees the skulls of, like, Gul Dukat and, like, that's just, like, holy fuck. And, like, we've gotten sprinkles of that. Like, I don't know.
It's fucking fan service in one way or another. It is fan service.
It is. And that's not what Discovery is. And I'm like, is there still a fall? Maybe they're like, it's just not our Star Trek. I don't know. But it's not working.
I would love to meet the fans that are into it.
Yeah, because it's like, it's my favorite show. Like, tell me what you love about it.
Yeah, like, explain to me what it is that I'm not seeing.
Yeah, for sure. I'd love to hear that.
Because like, I've been watching it. Like, I binged a few episodes to, like, honestly, to prepare for this. I figured we would talk about, like, where we're up to in this.
Yeah.
And I just, where I'm at, I'm just going, like, the overall story is intriguing, but, like, how we're going about getting there is just...
For sure.
Holy fuck. And, like every episode is like, we gotta find a new clue. Like,
yeah, it's...
All right.
And again, all like, right. For rewatchability, it's like, okay, well, I know where they got that. So, okay, next, like...
Yep.
I don't know. Hey, I was gonna ask you, I remember back at the birth of the first time we did Two Sides of the Story, the very beginning, we used to do Sean and Tom Recommends. I don't know if you recall or if our listeners recall. You recommended me watch a movie called Chef.
Yeah.
Finally watched it last weekend.
Isn't it fantastic?
It's okay. I wouldn't call it fantastic. Ugh. It was like okay. I didn't regret watching it, but afterwards I wasn't like, holy fuck, that was, it was like a lot of people in it, and it was like an interesting look into the kitchen, I guess. And that
you weren't heartwarmed? That is a heartwarming movie.
Yeah, it had its moments. He's not the greatest dad at times, too.
Well, and that's like, the point, right?
He's trying and he's learning and shit. And it was a different movie. Like, I watched it in Crystal, and like afterwards we were like, it was good. It was okay. But I was like, I remembered you being like, I fucking love that movie, or you watched it.
I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
I watch it like 3 times a year. I have it on my phone whenever I get a fucking hankering for it.
Extreme. Like sometimes notes hit with certain people for sure. It was okay, but I wasn't like, I don't think I'll probably ever rewatch it.
Like, there was a time where it wasn't on anything streaming.
Yeah.
So I bought it on Apple TV, and now I just have it for whenever I have a hankering to watch Jon Favreau make a grilled cheese sandwich.
That's funny.
Like, it's, and I just like, for me, I find it so heartwarming. I find the road to, you thought you loved this, but you loved it for, it wasn't how you loved it.
Yeah, for sure.
And then it's like refinding your love for the thing you were passionate about, like the rekindling of that. And then in that, he rekindles his love for his family, his now ex-wife, now wife again, and has that fire to just cook food for the way he wants to cook food, to be like, I fucking made this. Please tell me, like, try it, and like, yeah, it's gonna blow your mind, I promise you. Like,
it nailed like some of the like chef people who are chefs, and like, in a way, mm-hmm, like, it's a movie for them of that life, of that world, I guess. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was interesting.
Like even the, there's a scene in there where they just get the truck together, and they cook the food for all the workers to help, yeah, to put the stove in and all that, and they're just sitting by the truck having beers, and the guy's son there, and John Leguizamo hands his son a beer. He goes, can I have this? He goes, you can have a sip. And he has his first sip, and he doesn't like it. Like, that was like, I guess I have like those moments with my own father, which made me just go, I fucking remember when.
Yeah,
like, it triggers. There's a lot of like too,
with kids, and been that kid as well, yeah, right? So they do hit a few, yeah, moments of stuff. Moments like that, I guess, too. Yeah, I watched and it.
I fucking love that movie, and like, I watched it a few times. I showed it to Hillary, and she liked it, but she's not a movie person.
Yeah,
she falls asleep at any fucking movie, so I don't. It's so hard because she doesn't like the movies that I enjoy. Like, let me just throw on like a Marvel movie or something. But if like I'm just gonna fall asleep or whatever,
yeah.
Let me just throw on something I've seen a million times. But she doesn't like that genre of movie, so she's like, well, I don't want to watch that. And we're like, you're gonna fucking fall asleep regardless. Why does it matter what you think right now?
That's
like, but I say it like more. I say it kind of nicer than that, but it is. Yes, but it is like an infuriating thing that happens. Yeah, like, I'm gonna stay up and watch whatever we're doing.
That's funny.
You're gonna watch 15 minutes and I'm gonna and fall asleep.
Yeah, it's not really. It's, it kind of takes away your rights when it comes to picking.
Yeah,
it should.
Cool thing. Speaking of movies, cool thing that I got, and we were talking about at earlier episodes about like how much like Roll at the Rim has changed. I got a big fucking Roll Up the Rim win.
Yeah, you text me about that. You won a movie pass?
Yeah, free movies for a year. I'm still waiting for like the card to come in, because yeah, I'm assuming like they did say when I won. You must allow. Yeah, yeah, like allow 8 to 12 weeks to receive or whatever. All right, fine, whatever. It's hasn't been 8 to 12 weeks yet, but we're getting close. And like, but when that fucking baby comes in, like, look out. Thomas is going to go fucking see some.
But can you use it online for renting movies too?
No, I think it's just in theaters, though.
Well, there's like a Cineplex Odeon site where you can go and like rent a movie. Can you use that to do it?
it didn't say in the email I got. From what I understand, I'm allowed to go to the movies once a day for free.
Wow. So do they have theaters there, like where you're living at?
Yes, Sean, we have
movie theaters. I know they're disappearing. That's why I'm asking. Like, people don't really do it. It's like reading a newspaper, right? It's like winning a newspaper every day free for a year. It's like, do people still read the newspaper? It's kind of cool, I guess.
Sean, you live in like 1993. You're buying VHSs and not seeing movies. Like, this is strictly you. Yeah. I don't think it's a population.
I don't think people
go to
the movie theater anymore. I'm pretty sure it's not a thing anymore. That's why people still go to the movie theater. Like, do people still do that? That's really neat.
Yeah.
I didn't know that people still went to the theaters, right?
Yeah. Personally, I haven't, there hasn't been anything out in a long time where I went like, I need to fucking see that.
Yeah.
There's this new movie with, it has a Skarsgård in it, and it's the one that played Pennywise in the recent It movies. I can't remember what his first name is, but it's narrated by the guy that voices Archer.
Okay. The cartoon Archer. Yeah, and I know of it.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, but it's like, it seems so fucking out there. I want to find the name of this movie because I saw it and I was like, I need to fucking, that's the first time I saw a movie and went like, I need to see this fucking movie.
Yeah, I think I might know what you're talking about. I saw a preview recently and you're jogging my memory a little bit. Yeah, I don't know. I wish they'd bring
Deadpool 3
a little bit more. Yeah, Deadpool 3 I'd like to see. That'd be fun to check that movie out.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah, that is for you. When I heard you say that you got that as a prize, I was like, that's pretty damn good prize as far as prizes go for Tom. When we we went to Rogers just before the pandemic and got those hockey sticks signed by the team, we were walking around like proudly with them to get in pictures with the Oilers and shit. And some woman had won that exact thing that you're getting, where it was free movies for a year, you can see a movie a day or whatever it was, and she tried to trade that to us for the stick. She's like, I'm not gonna fucking go to the movies, like, you guys want to trade? We're like, nah, we're good, we're not doing that. But like, it's a commitment when you get something like that too, because you want to take full advantage of it. And if you don't live a lifestyle that allows you to take advantage of a prize like that, it wouldn't be the greatest. But for someone who loves going to movies and loves cinema, that's fucking sweet as shit. And you don't mind going to the movie by yourself as well, we've talked about it previously on the podcast. So that's
a perfect excuse
for Tom to have a date with himself in those appointments too, right?
I think it's just it's a fantastic thing to do.
The best Tim Hortons prize I've ever heard of anybody getting, like, that I've been close to or know, or even a friend of a friend of a friend. You know what I mean? It's pretty fucking sweet.
Like, I thought it was like the coolest thing that's happened in a long time. I found the name of the movie, by the way, is called Boy Kills World.
Okay.
And it and the actor's name is Bill Skarsgård.
Interesting. Yeah, that's right, Bill. Nice.
Yeah. So I'm fucking down to see that. And I have like a laundry list of, like, there's cool things coming out now. So it's like the perfect time
you
to receive
well
such a thing.
See them all too, right? At the rate, it's like, well, fuck, I have the thing. So. And you said it comes with free popcorn as well.
No, it doesn't. I wish it fucking did. But I think it's just like a good thing to like encourage me not to snack on anything. So.
Yeah, like, this is free. As long as I don't purchase anything, it remains free. So fuck you all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's fair.
So, no, I think that's good.
Yeah, it's bitching.
Yeah. Well, Sean, I think we fucking did it. I think we did a great little rebirth of Two Sides of the Story.
Yeah, why not?
I'm happy to be back. I can't wait to do another one.
My timer.
I'm very excited.
I didn't know how far we were at, but we're, what, like, hour 15 right now?
Yeah, that's something like that.
Nice. Well, good job, Tom. It was fun reconnecting.
Good job, Sean.
An episode here, and hopefully we can get back on track with this shit.
Yeah, I hope so too. I mean, I know I got a lot of stuff going on in the future. I haven't even got to tell you like my plans for what I'm doing this fucking summer. It's gonna be fucking wild. But I'm hoping to free up some more time in the home life so we can do this more frequently.
Yeah, for sure. We can do a hockey talkie episode right away here as well.
We didn't even get to that.
No.
But we didn't even get to the playoffs.
About in the next one. This can just be a kickoff, and then we can probably do a podcast that'll be a week delayed if we do another one tomorrow to try to keep the train rolling. We got to get some in the bank so we can have them ready to release and shit like that. Maybe pop off a guest episode or two as well. Get back on track with that. I want to get the Instagram up and running again as well if we're going to be doing this. Try to make something of it this time. Let's give it another go. We still have some things to accomplish with this podcast, I feel like. And, you know, I was deep diving. We discussed of not coming back. So it's interesting, you know, coming back and giving it a go here and trying to make something of it.
100%, man. I'm happy that we're doing this. I miss doing it. And I missed you.
For sure. I miss you too, brother. It's a
all right.
Fun outlet. We'll talk soon.
All right. That's been Two Sides of the Story this week. I'm Tom Sides, and this has been One Side of the Story.
And I'm Sean Sides, and this has been One Side of the Story. Have a great week, everyone.
Have a week.
Two sides of the story. Two sides of the story. Two sides of the story. With Tom and Sean.
Thanks for listening to Two Sides of the Story. If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe, rate, and review. Follow us on Instagram at Two Sides of the Story, on TikTok at Two Sides of the Story Pod, and if you want to send us an email, send it to Two Sides of the Story Pod, that's the number 2 Sides of the Story Pod at gmail.com.